We'll say good evening just to continue a little bit to finish up the Gemara up until the two dots. So the Gemara said, remember, we're trying to figure out the authorship of the Mishnah. This is Pei Amud Beis 80b, about three lines into where the Gemara starts, four lines in, I should say, to which the Gemara wants us to suggest that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara says, Filotim Rabbi Meir. The truth is, the Mishnah could even go according to Rabbi Meir. How so? Because Bahi Ano the Kashav Kuli Ama Va'Agile Lididei Have Ilove Shomer Sachar. Because at the end of the day, the reason why the Uman is going to be treated like a Shomer Sachar, like a paid Shomer, is because there is a benefit that the owner of the object goes ahead and dafka engages this Uman. So that has a financial benefit for the Uman, the fact that he was chosen over others. Therefore, as a result of that financial benefit, he becomes a Shomer Sachar. I ask the Gemara, Ihochi Sochinami. But if that's the case, that the fact that he's chosen makes him a Shomer Sachar, so then we should say the same thing by a Sochar, by a renter as well. To which the Gemara says, Bahi Hana de Kashavik Kuli Amo Umogele Lididei, because since ultimately, excuse me, since the owner of the object has the option to rent to a variety of different people, but Idafka chooses this particular socher, have a shomer socher. Ultimately, that should make the socher into a shomer socher as well. To which the Gemara says, and Abbas say, obviously, that's not the case, because Lamaisa Rabbi Meir holds that a socher is only considered to be a shomer chinam. To which the Gemara says, Ella afilu tim Rabbi Meir. So rather, again, you can still go ahead and say that the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir. How so? Bahi hano de kayohev le tfei purta. To which the Gemara says that Rashi actually points out that in general, when paying an Uman, so the payment never exactly corresponds to the amount of labor. There's usually a little bit of overpayment. So because there is some measure of overpayment, that additional amount essentially makes the Uman into a Shomer Socher. So says the Gemara Socher, Nami Milo Askinon, the Kamashe Tfei Porta, but says the Gemara again, even when somebody's renting it. So in this case over here, are we not talking about same yisod, which is when you rent something out, there's never exactly the exact amount for the rental, meaning there could be a shtickle discount, could be a little bit of a discount in it, and therefore, again, he should become a Shomer Sachar for that as well. Ella afilu tamer Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara tries, so therefore the Gemara rejects that as well, because obviously the issue we have is that we know explicitly Rabbi Meir holds that a Sochar, that a renter is considered to be a Shomer Chinam, to which the Gemara says, Ella afilu tamer Rabbi Meir. So rather, you could reconcile the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir. How so? The tof bahi hano, the tofis le agore. For the benefit, for the hano, the tafis lei ba'agore. So ultimately, again, the uman will go ahead and hold on to the object that he was entrusted with until he receives his money. Now, the uman has an incredible advantage, because the uman doesn't really have to go ahead and run after his wage. Why not? Because since he's holding on to the object, therefore, by definition, he has, the owner of the object, at a little bit of a disadvantage. So because he has this benefit of not having to run after his money, he doesn't have to run after his money, since again, if the owner of the object wants his object back, he has to come and pay the socher. Therefore, again, this makes the socher, this makes the uman a shomer socher. Ibaisim, the other possibility is, ki the machlif rabba bar avua v'toni. Now, interesting, for both sides, so rabba bar avua has a much simpler resolution to this. For rabba bar avua, there is no problem to go ahead and say that the Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Meir, for one simple reason, because rabba bar avua has an alternate version. He has like this, socher keitzad mishalim, in his braisa. So in the braisa says, how does the socher pay? In other words, that ultimately, is the socher considered to be a shomer socher, a shomer chinam? Rabbi Meir omer ke shomer socher, and Rabbi Hud omer ke shomer chinam. So both in Rabbi Bar Avua's version, so the shitas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda are switched around. Therefore, again, Rabbi Meir is one who holds that a socher is like a shomer socher. And therefore, again, the Mishnah actually bolsters that view, again, not by talking about a socher, but ultimately by talking about an uman. So we have, in total, we have about three different approaches as to how to reconcile Rabbi Meir of the Braisa and allow him to still be the author of the Mishnah. And then we have Rabbi Bar Avua's approach, who essentially holds that we could just switch around, but he has an alternate version in which the shitos of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda are switched around, in which case Rabbi Meir's shita aligns with the Mishnah as well. All right, so we will stop over here. We will pick up Emir Tzashem at the two dots of Pei Amud Beis. the two last v'kulon shamu tol es shalcha babe mos shomrachinam. And Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.